I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We've reported a lot in the past year on Lesbos and how that Greek island has been overwhelmed by the arrival of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. But let's not forget the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. It's been experiencing something similar for the last two decades. Lampedusa sits on what's been called the deadliest migration route in the Mediterranean, roughly halfway between Sicily and North Africa. Thousands have died en route over the years when their crowded boats sink. Those lucky enough to be rescued are taken to Lampedusa for processing. That makes the island a front line in Europe's long-running migrant crisis. Italian filmmaker Gianfranco Rossi wanted to document what that means for the island and its roughly 6,000 residents. So he moved to Lampedusa and stayed there for a year and a half and made a documentary about the island called Fire at Sea.
I encountered death just at the border of Europe because some people, they get rescued, but many people died. Just in the last week, 1,000 people died on the attempt to cross the sea from Libya to Lampedusa. As I say, in the last 15 years, more than 20,000 people died. This is one of the biggest tragedies Europe is facing since World War, you know, and it's unacceptable that we know about those tragedies happening every day where kids, women, people lose their life and on the attempt to escape from tragedy, from wars, from anger, from desperation. And the question is why we don't do that effort to go to Libya and create this humanitarian bridge where we know that there's a number of 250,000, 300,000 people ready to lose their life every day.
The documentary follows a 12-year-old boy named Samuele. Why did you choose to make the film through the eyes of a child?
Having a child maybe gave me a lot of freedom not to be so ideological, you know, that a child can be always unaware of all the drama that is there. So I didn't have to be so literal about that. And in a way, the more I was filming him, the more I understood that there was an inner state, inner feeling in within his daily life that was always bring me like an almost little metaphor on something beyond Lampedusa, the fact that he doesn't know what life is bringing him, the struggle that he has on a daily life, was always taking me somewhere else. Mm. And that became for me almost like a coming of age, things like a psychological growth, like a romanzo di formazione, we would say in Italian.
What does a 12-year-old sees all this stuff happening around him? How does he interpret it?
In the film, you will see there is no real interaction between the island and the migrants. And this is because it's a fact. The boats of the migrants are now intercepted in the middle of the sea by the military boat. And they are taken into the island with the boat of the Coast Guard. And then they're brought into the port. On the port, there is a bus waiting for them that's going to take them to the identification center, which is in the middle of the island of Lampedusa, completely far away from all kind of daily activities. And then from there are brought into the mainland in Italy, where they start all a journey of being identified, try to see if the refugee status can be applied to them, and it becomes really another nightmare for those people. But Lampedusa, when I arrived there, there's still hope. You know, they touch land, they touch freedom. But also, paradoxically, in the last 4 years, there's not much interaction between the island and Lampedusa just because it's been institutionalized arrival. While before, there were a certain welcoming, people opened their own home, they get clothes, they get food. And now it changed completely. Lampedusa became almost like a metaphor, like Europe somehow, you know, like this microcosm where there's no more interaction between these two worlds and there's a separation besides being in between the institutions.
Gianfranco, Italians who live on the mainland, what kind of impression do they have of Lampedusa and its refugees and what its residents are dealing with?
Most of the people, they leave the problem of immigration just as numbers, you know, it's like 250 die, 500 die, 1,000 die, and there's no, you know, we keep doing our own things on a daily basis without really reflecting that behind any of this number, there's a person, there's a single person with his own story. And many people, after they went to see the film, thanked me to somehow become aware that the fact that, you know, those numbers are not just numbers, but are people.
Filmmaker Gianfranco Rossi is the director behind the documentary Fire at Sea, about life on the Italian island of Lampedusa, the site of hundreds of thousands of migrant landings over the last two decades. The film will be out here in the States in October. Gianfranco, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.